joining me from the San Antonio area in the national gathering of the Cattle Industry Convention is Ray Herbele from Streeter, North Dakota. So you have a little bit of an industry perspective from both the marketing and now serving on the Cattlemen's Beef Board side, Ray. And so let's talk about those national checkoff dollars. What really is the focus with those dollars and adding value to what producers do? And that's produce beef.
Never before in the history of our industry has it been more important to have checkoff dollars to promote our industry. And as I become involved in this organization, I'm thoroughly impressed with the amount of dollars that we delegate to promote and research and education and new product development. And consumer education is especially important because the face of the consumer is constantly changing. And they demand transparency, and so there's a lot of programs that are addressing those situations. And I'm excited about the possibility of becoming more transparent and giving all of the information that we possibly can to our consumers.
And so with your role with the Napoleon Livestock Auction, Ray, you deal with cattle producers on a daily basis. And so when we make that connection between our checkoff and producers, what are some of the challenges that we face and how are we trying to overcome those challenges?
Well, obviously and unfortunately, we have producers who have their mind made up and can't be changed. And we also have organizations within the industry that promote that. But if you take the time and look at the bigger picture, you can't help but support the checkoff and the importance of what it provides for our industry. And there's so much potential out there. And some of the things that the North Dakota Beef Commission has done has been so outstanding and has done such an amazing job of promoting our product on the state level. And I guess we continually, as tactfully as we can, try to keep the producer informed what his checkoff dollars are doing, that it's not just taken out of his check and being sent off somewhere. We try to be transparent and try to show them what's being done and try to communicate with them as to the importance of having those dollars available for our industry.
Well, as we wrap up our conversation here, Ray, any final thoughts about your role on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, as well as what the North Dakota Beef Commission is doing for our producers?
Well, I'd start by the North Dakota Beef Commission. I think they have an excellent staff, an excellent board, very progressive in their thought process, and have an excellent relationship with producers, and take advantage of every opportunity they can to promote beef. And I think one of the bigger highlights that happens in North Dakota is the Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair. That's huge. And also the ads that are put on during the Class B state basketball tournament, that reaches thousands and thousands of people, and the ads are very effective and tremendous. On the national level, I'm always intrigued by the people, the presenters that present their situation and requesting dollars and are asking for X number of dollars to pursue a project. And a lot of times it relates back to the consumer, which I know I sound like a broken record, but I think we really need to emphasize the importance of having a transparency with our consumers. And so, yeah, the other thing that's a real plus, I think, and should give our producers greater confidence is dollars are not paid to any of these people that are seeking funding for their various projects until the project is satisfactorily completed. And I emphasize satisfactorily because there are committees that monitor that and determine its worth.
Well, Ray, pleasure talking to you, and thanks for joining me.
Likewise.